would I turn you guys on? Sorry.
Hello? Hello? Hello everyone, it's nice to see you all.
Let me see.
My heart is pumping. That means I'm being blessed, right, this morning. Who has been blessed this morning? Everyone's been blessed this morning. I'm being blessed. My heart is right there. I can hear. Yeah, I can feel it. Thank you, God. I want to do something this morning before I start. And God spoke to me and he said, do that. How many of you were here last week? How many of you? Raise your hand. No, I want to see hands. Okay. I want to ask a question. Who remember the preaching of Pastor Steve? Raise your hands. Chapter? Raise your hands. No one remember the chapter. Oh, Lord. No? Huh? He started preaching in Ephesians 6. He asked me, he said, bring this and ask. Sometimes we lose presence from God. Right? Sometimes we lose things because we are not focusing. We are not taking the time to learn and to do what God wants us to do. I want to preach this morning. First, I want to say that before God asks us to do something, he will always equip us. He will always tell us what to say and what to do. And God is good. I'm going to pray. Thank you, Father God, for this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the things that you have done in our life. Thank you because you have been an amazing God, amazing Savior. You are our Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Use my lips. Use my mouth, Father God, that it will be your word through my lips, Father God. Unhindered, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this morning, Father God, that we will be able to receive from you, Father God, the word that you have this morning, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father God. This is a glorious morning. I was praying and I said to God, I don't want to say anything that doesn't come from you. I want to say whatever you tell me to say. And then he said, okay, ready? So I say, okay. The time we spend in his presence will determine how we stand in the trial. That was the title. He gave me the title, and then he gave me a few things, and then I was just praying. I said, God, just give me the whole thing. I don't want a little bit of it. I want the whole thing. Because I do believe that we learn when we hear the gospel, when we hear the word, and we keep those words within our hearts, and we apply those words in our life. So the time we spend in his presence will determine how we stand in the trial. I want to go to 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58. First Corinthians 15, 57 to 58. I see many faces here this morning, lovely faces. God has been good, right, to us. Praise God. Amen. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the word of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. I want to read quickly in 1 Chronicles 16, 11. It said, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. So when we are in his presence, we are able to stand trials. We're able to stand firm. I want to show the video. I have a video that I want us to see. That video touched really my heart. This happened when Hurricane Irma passed by Florida. And I was praying and praying and praying. God was showing me things. But this really touched my heart. I was thinking, what is it? How can this happen? And I want to show the video, and I want to explain a little bit of it. I don't know if that's sound. When I was looking at the video, I saw this palm tree, not just that video, but many other videos. And I saw the palm tree standing. And the winds were more than 160 miles per hour. Amazing. That palm tree was standing. And not just that one. I'm talking now a mature palm tree. Not those that are just planted, not those that are just growing, but I'm talking about a mature plant, palm tree. And then it was standing. It wasn't moving. It was right there against all and all. It was standing. And then I said to God, how is it? And then I saw these other pictures. I want to show a few pictures. Everything destroyed. And right there is a palm tree standing. Standing. Strong as the beginning. Standing. And then let's see the other one. Please. Right here. Everything destroyed. But the palm tree was standing. Strong. There were mature palm trees. Because the small ones, the ones that are just growing, those get blown down. But I'm talking about the mature ones, the Christians. And then could you pass? Then a huge tree. Imagine this huge tree, huge, blown away by the same hurricane. Can I see the other one, please? Another huge tree. And I have many, many pictures of huge trees that friends of mine were putting on Facebook, blown down. Are we standing? Are we learning? Are we rooted in the Word of God? And are we able to stand trials? That is the word for today. Are we able to stand trials? Doesn't matter what is thrown at you. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. You are rooted within God. You are a child of God. Never, never forget that. You are a child of God. We need to grow in faith to endure great trials. In every Christian life, there will be trials, disappointments, persecution, temptation. But through all this, we must stand firm in Christ. We must stand firm in Christ. In John 16, 33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, have overcome the world. God overcome the world. Jesus Christ overcome the world. The Holy Spirit is in us and within us. One of the things and characteristics of the palm tree that God was showing me, the roots of the palm tree is not just few large root and, you know, big. There are a lot. I mean, there are thin, but there are a lot. You know, and then God spoke to me and he said, how many are rooted in the word? But not just in the word like, God give his son to us. God heals me. The Holy Spirit will. No. How much of the word of God we know? How much are we reading? How much are we praying? How much are we worshiping God? How much we have been in his presence? How much? The more we are in his presence, the more we are able to stand trials. The more we are in his presence, the more we pray, the more we read, the more we worship, we will be able to stand trials. Doesn't matter what is coming against us. The more time you pass in his presence, the more time you are ready to listen to what he's saying to you, you will be able to stand trials. You will be able to stand trial. I remember once I was in Florida. And I finished working with this person. And then they were moving to another state. And I wasn't without work. I was without work. And I was saying, God, you know, you are our provider. And I started to pray. And nothing happened the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. It was over the weekend. And then by Wednesday, I say, I'm your child. I went in my room and I closed the door and I say, I'm not getting out of this room until you give me a job. I'm not getting out of this room until you give me a job. No bathroom, no toilet, no food, no water, nothing. I won't go out of this room until you bless me. Until you bless me. And he said, okay. So I started to pray. And then right then, that was the first time that I heard the Holy Spirit so like a person next to me, so clear. Say, stand up, get dressed, go out of the house. I say, okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to be rooted. I'm going to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And I get dressed, got in the car. I remember in the way to the car, my mom looked at me and he said, what's going on? And I said, I don't know. She said later, after I give the testimony, she said that at that point she was praying in her room, and the Holy Spirit said, let her go. It's me that is sending her. And I get into the room, into the car, drove, and he was saying, turn left, turn right, go straight ahead, turn at the light. I was making all these turns. And then I stop in this place, and he said, that's the house. You're going to knock that door. And I said, no. I was scared. I mean, imagine you don't know who is in the house and you're knocking people's door. And I say, no, I can't. And he say, do it. And I say, no, I can't. I just continue. At that point, I was having leaflets. So I was throwing those leaflets, you know, to see who wants or needs something. So I was throwing leaflets everywhere, but not in the house. And then in the way out, he say, stop the car. Turn around, you don't want to lose your blessing. And I say, okay. So I turn around, and I say, I'm going to listen. I turn around, park the car in the parking. You know, these huge houses, rich people. So I walk, you know, knock at the door. This little girl opened the door. I don't know how she did that. I throw the leaflet at her, and I say, look, could you give this to your mom? Ran back to the car, closed the door, and I said, I did it. Turned the car, rushing out of the garage, and then this lady screaming, hey, you are the one that threw this leaflet. And I said, yes. And he said, stop. I need someone within my house today. And I said, whoa, praise God, glory to God. You know, I earned with that lady three more times that I was getting within a week with the other lady. I was getting within a month, three times the salary that I was getting. I was able to stand because I pray. I was able to stand because I was quoting scripture. You are my provider. I'm your child. I was able to stand the trial. I was able to stand. That's one of the characteristics of the palm tree. If we continue to spend time in God's presence, we will spiritually mature. We will develop uniquely as Christians. As Christians, we will develop uniquely. We are all different. We have all different needs, all different situations, different storms coming around us. God is in us. The Holy Spirit, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. He will guide us. He will show us. We will be able to react and act on the situation as we grow, as we step forward in God. We need to grow in biblical understanding. I want to read 2 Timothy 2:15. A study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. How many times, Pastor Steve, have you been saying that? Many times. So you will rightly divide the word of truth when you spend time in the word of God, when you spend time in his presence, reading the Bible, reading the structure, the disruptions, reading your manual, you will be able to stand. You will be able to stand. When you spend time in prayer, reading the Bible, worshiping, the Holy Spirit will teach you how to react and act on the situation. He will give you scriptures to use during the trials. Let the word of God permeate every part of your life. Let the word of God resonate within your mind and heart. Let the word of God resonate. Let the word of God be within you and in you. I'm going to do something that he told me to do. You know, Pastor Steve, how many times he talks about the vitamin C? Many times. And today God said, do it. You know, sometimes people need to see. And then he said, let me put a little bit on it. How much permeate that is? Not much, right? Let's just read one verse. That's it. We can stand on it. You know, I hear a pastor saying, you know, sometimes people know little of the word to be dangerous. And I thought, yeah. Sometimes people just need a little bit of the word to be dangerous, to be standing in moving ground. But if we put a little bit more of the word of God, whoa, it's getting there. We're growing. As we put more of the word of God, we will be growing. We will be growing. Wow. But what happens if I put the whole thing on it? It's turning pink. I like raspberry one. Wow, look at that. How much do we need of the Bible to withstand the trial? We don't need a little bit of the word. We don't need one verse or one chapter. We don't need just one book. We need the whole Bible. We need the word of God. We need to study. We need to stand in the word of God. When trials come, depression come, in the name of Jesus, I was delivered by Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, you are not coming. You are going down in the name of Jesus. Healing. Father God, I'm being healed by your stripes. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Rakasi kira baraba shoroko. You are healed. You are healed by the word of God. You are healed. You are my provider. You will provide all my needs according to your riches in glory. He will provide all your needs. He will provide all your needs. Any situation, if you need a job, if you need a husband, right there in the word of God. I read it before I got married. Believe me, I read it. And you know, God was saying something to me. Sometimes people, I want to talk a little bit about marriage. So just 2 minutes. He was saying to me, sometimes people try more the car that they're going to buy than the wife or the husband they're going to marry. And I thought, how is that? You know, when you're going to buy a car, you get in the car, and then you try the car, and then you see the car, and then you go inside, and outside, and you tell the seller, could you open the trunk, please? I want to see the whole thing. But when we're going to get married, or when we're going to get married with a lady or man, we don't pray for it. Or we just wait. Oh yeah, it is from God, it's Christian. That doesn't mean it's from God. Not because it's a Christian, it's from God. Do you know how many Christians are outside? That doesn't mean that all of them were my husbands. Right? Glory to God. Both parents praying for the children. Glory to God. That doesn't mean because there's so many fridge outside or refrigerators or stoves, that doesn't mean all of those are mine. I need to pray for the one that God wants me to have in my house. I want to pray for the house that God wants me to buy or to have or to live in. He knows why. He's putting me in that area, in that place. He wants me to be the light in the community, not the darkness. So are we standing? Do we know how much of the Bible? Do we know it all? We don't know. But let's keep studying. Let's show ourselves approved. That God will do things through us. You know, I was thinking, pastors, preachers, you know how much time they put on doing, you know, the studies? You know how much time? It's not just praying. It's not just reading and grabbing a couple verses. It's really yielding 100% to God, to his will, and whatever he wants to preach and say that morning. Are we able to stand? How long are we preparing to stand during trials? And then this morning I was saying, God, you know, I like to preach with examples. People understand more. They are able to relate to it. And then he reminded me one time that Liz in my grace and me to, you know, escape, to play, supposed to be playing or something like that. And I didn't say anything, that I knew at least how to stand in the skates. I knew at least that. I knew that if I put it on, I have to be in certain position, you know, for me not to fall over. And then by the time we got to the place, to the ring, she was explaining, you need to put this, you need to put that. Me and Grace were looking at each other like, what's going on? We have all these things on top of us. And then Pastor Steve last week, he preached about put on the whole armor. Put on the whole armor. Are we putting or are we naked today this morning? No, I don't see anyone naked. Thanks God. And glory to God for that. Are we putting all of the armor of God in our life? And then he said, you were putting the armor. You were ready to go in the ice. But I was ready to stand. You know how many, Grace, I don't want to embarrass you. How many times you felt that day? I don't know. It was like, I don't know. Let's put a number, you know, little, 20. And I mean, but then me, you know, I was trying to keep it slow because I didn't want to, you know, fall in the thing. And then, but I knew just a little bit to be able to stand. Just winds of maybe 10 miles per hour, 20 miles per hour. I knew just a little bit to stand. Not the whole thing. I knew just a little bit to it. And then I turned and, you know, to say, Liz, what's going on? What should be doing? And then I turned and I saw Liz like flash. You know, with the hockey stick. And she was all on it. And I look at her and I thought, I admire her. I thought, wow. Are we able to stand? She put so many hours to be able to stand on those skates. How many hours a year? 300 hours, I don't know, let's put a number. She has to put so many hours a week, so many hours a day, so many hours a year to be able to stand in a game, to be able to play at her best. Are we learning the Bible? Are we reading? Are we keeping all the word that he has, that Pastor Steve has given every week? Or the preacher that comes on Sunday? Are we keeping all those words within us? Are we able to stand? We need to prepare ourselves. We need to be ready to stand. I didn't fail because I knew just a little bit. but I wasn't able to move from where I was. I want you to move in God. I want you to move in God. One of the things that, thank you, God. You know, I'm just doing whatever he's telling me to do because I think I'm in other part here, but I said to him, I will follow the Holy Spirit. I knew just a little bit to stand. We need to learn. We need to read to be able to stand. One of the things the palm tree have on the inside, they are not made of wood. They are made of a spongy tissue. You know, it's like if you cut it, you know, trees, all trees have like a rings on the inside. But then if you cut palm tree, it's not rings. It's like a little holes, like a sponge. It's little holes in it. That structure of the palm tree, let the palm tree move. Move when the winds come. So as he move, one point, bah, stand. Because no wind. And then we'll move again. It will move. As the breeze comes, as the wind comes, it will be able to move. And then I was reading that on the inside there are no conventional. I would say conventional. You know, I'm still learning English words. Thanks God, I'm still learning. I like to learn. So I say conventional. Should it mean the same thing in Spanish? Convencional. And I thought, Lord, I will go and search and said, based on or in accordance with what is generally done or believed. So that's what it is, conventional. You know, what is normal, what everything is, you know, everyone is doing, and normal. And he said, you are not conventional. We are not conventional. We were sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is within us. We have the spongy tissue. We are able to move with the wind. Whatever the Holy Spirit is telling us to do, we should do it. We should move with the Holy Spirit. We should move. Be guided by the Holy Spirit. Be guided by the word of Jesus Christ. He's telling you to do something. He's telling you to read. He's telling you to pray, to worship. Do it. You know, one day I was, you know, trying to, Father God, what we should do, Father God. And then I didn't know. And then we were thinking, and then we were chatting. I don't know what to do, Father God. And then the situation came, and we didn't know what to do. Then the next time I was praying, I said, Father God, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to pray. That worked. So after that, every time a situation comes, the children call, let's go pray, let's go pray, let's go pray. God will move, God will move, God will move. God will move within your life. Put your time and your effort in the word of God, in the presence of the most living God. You know how amazing it is to be in his presence? It's amazing. He's able to teach you, to guide you, to direct you to do whatever he wants you to do. So we are not conventional. That, I did like that. We are not conventional. I'm different. I'm different in Christ. I'm different. Thank you, Father God, because I'm different. We are not from this world. We are in this world, but we are not from the world. That's John 17:16. We are different. We are in the red team. I like when Pastor Steve say that. Red team. We are in the red team. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb. You know, that doesn't have any price on it. You know, that's free. That is available to everyone. So if anyone doesn't know Jesus Christ, after the service, we will pray for people. God is real. Jesus Christ died and rose again for us. He paid it all. All was paid in the cross. I'm a little bit. He paid it all. He paid it all. So I feel like an alien sometimes. I'm in the world, but I'm not from this world. I'm a child of the most living God. I'm his daughter. We were bought by the blood of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. He is the author and finisher of all. We are able to race and win the race because he already won the race for us. We don't have to do nothing. We just have to yield and be in his presence. Yield and be in his presence. Pastor Micah, God will put, he already put for you a team of ladies together to be for you, not against you, to be for you. As we move buildings, those ladies will come together and he will get help you. They will help you. God is the one that is putting those ladies together for you. Thank you, Father God. Shirley, you know God was saying, it may be a gift today from your birthday. He had blessed the womb. He had blessed the seed of your womb. Everything that came out of your womb was blessed by God. Was blessed by God. They are blessed. You have three seeds. They are all blessed. God bless them. God bless them. God bless them. He already blessed them. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we worship you, Lord Jesus. Another thing that I did like, I don't know what the time is, but I don't wanna. Carlos, remember. Okay, another thing that I did like from the palm tree, and God was showing me that. I mean, it's amazing when we pray and we go in his presence. If something amazes us, he will tell, oh, I know that. I will tell you. I will let you know what he said. You know, he will explain things to us in a mighty way. I mean, even if you are infant, an adult, a child, he always use words for us to understand. You know, I always say, I'm an infant. Please explain the whole thing. You know, little by little, word by word. Sometimes I say, I didn't understand that in English. Could you do it in Spanish? No, I'm just kidding. But God is good. He will always use your language, your heart. He will talk to you within your heart, within your mind. He will always talk to you, always. And one of the things that I saw at the end, you know, have the roots. We have the you know, the, how we call that? The trunk, thank you. And then we have the leaf, you know, on top of it. And you know, the branches. You know, the branches produce a canopy of large leaf. You know, it's just leaf like that. It's huge. I don't know. Many of you know the palm trees, right? Yeah, if you go on holidays, yeah, of course. They are in front of the beach, right? They're beautiful. So those branches allow the palm to shed the blood, the water. We need to renew our minds continually. Put your eyes on Jesus and his promises. Renew your thoughts and attitudes. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. When an attack comes to your mind, shake it off. Shake it off when situations come. You are not a child of the most living God. I am a child of the most living God. Get behind me, Satan. I'm the child of the most living God. You don't have provision. You don't have food. I don't care. He's my provider. That the doctor called cancer, leukemia, or whatever. I'm being bought by the blood of Jesus. That top is out of my mind. He already paid the price for me. He already shed his blood at the cross. He already did it. He did it. He did it. Never doubt, never doubt, or you will go without. Never doubt, those are his words. Never doubt, or you will go without. Oh, thank you, Father God. Riki Sherazarabakus. Thank you, Father God. A study found that trees grown in groups more than five, fare much better than those grown single file. I'm happy today, really. I couldn't sleep last night. I was like thinking, Father God, are we getting ready? Are we coming to church? Are we getting together? Let's get together. Let's inject fire in someone else's life. Let's get together. Let's pray together. If you are lacking prayer life, get close to someone that prays. If you're lacking a study of the Bible, I don't like to read much, you know, but I mean, So Carlos will read to me. Genesis will read to me. I said, read, read, read. I don't like to read, but someone else will read for me. You know, if I'm not able to do something, someone else will be able to do it and they will help me. Let's be part of someone else's process. Let's be part of each other's life. Let's be part of it. When we see someone down, let's get together. Give a word. Give encouragement. Let's get together. Don't get cold. Let's get together. Let's get together. You know, the palm trees, when they are in groups, are better than alone. They look more beautiful. You know, you look more beautiful when you come to church. I mean, I see everyone on Sunday. I say, Father God, they really look beautiful this morning. Gorgeous. Beautiful. That is the light of Jesus Christ in you and through you. He is shining through you. It's the glory of God in your life. But we need to come together. We need to come to the services. We need to prepare ourselves. Not just the pastor need to prepare, but we need to prepare to receive the word of God, to be able to receive, to be able to put it within our hearts, to be able to apply the word of God within our life. We need to be ready for that. How we are ready? Seek you his presence, be in his presence, come to church, read the Bible, or see what God wants you to do. You know, each of us has gift. We all have gift, but we are not all the same. Genesis' gift is different than mine. Carlos' gift is different than mine. Abraham's gift is different than mine. So God put us together in a family to help each other. You know, we are within a church. We are all children of God. We all have different gifts. Let's get together and put those gifts to work for the kingdom of God. How much are we learning to advance the kingdom of God? How much are we learning? How much are we putting our time and effort to it? You know, and this morning, God, because I like, you know, to share things that normal life. And then he brought Rebecca, Father God, Rebecca, you have something for me, Rebecca? I was almost forgetting your name. Rebecca, so he said to me, you know, Rebecca, she went to a competition. Don't be shy, I won't tell you to say anything, promise. So God said, you know, she went into a competition, but she prepared herself beforehand, right? You prepare yourself, you buy the stuff. You measure all the quantities for the cake. Okay, the competition was the cake for cakes, right? You need to bake and things like that. Okay. So, you know, so she need to buy the ingredients. She need to measure the ingredients. She need to put the ingredients on the side, prepare the oven, prepare the thing. I mean, it's a lot of effort going into it. A lot. Me, myself, I love to bake. I love to bake. But, it's a lot of things that you have to put into it. I know other people like to bake around here. And it's amazing the time you're spending on the thing. And then when you finish, everyone eat it within 10 minutes. But, you know, the effort that you put into it. And then you put the cake in the oven, apart from having all this time, and spend all this time in preparation. And then the cake go in the oven. And the cake has to go in the oven for a certain amount of time. If it's cupcake, maybe 20 minutes, right? If it's a small cake, maybe half an hour. Am I doing right? If it's a medium-sized cake, it will be maybe 40 minutes. But if it's a bigger cake, it will be like an hour, right? How much time are we putting in to be able to stand the time that we're going to be in the storm? How much are we learning? How much are we receiving from the word to be able to stand when the trial comes? If it's a big K, small K, medium K, and then that goes to the judges. I mean, they have to try the thing and say, yeah, I like it, I don't like it. Yes. By the way, the cake for Stuart Agnes' wedding, delicious. Oh, delicious. I mean, you wasn't there, it was delicious. It passed the test. It stand the test. I mean, everyone was talking about her cake. Delicious. She put all her effort and she received the prize. We need to put all our effort in. We need to put our time in Christ. We need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto us. I'm cutting. As Christians, we were drafted into God's army. Daily, we engage in a battle with an unseen enemy that seeks to destroy. When God blesses you, the enemy will increase the attacks. The enemy will increase the attacks. People think because you are a Christian, nothing bad will happen. That's a lie. That's a lie, and we all know it. We need to stand trials, tribulation, but no worries. He have overcome the world. Amen. But no worries. He have overcome the world. He is ahead of us all the time. No matter what the situation is, take it to God in prayer. Take it to God in prayer. Sometimes we don't need to pray. We need just to speak the word. But how much time do we spend in his presence? But by the time the trial comes, you don't need to spend it. You need just to react. You need to act on it. In the name of Jesus, that thing will go in the name of Jesus. You will be able to stand if you already pass time in his presence. We need to spend time in his presence. Today is about spending time in his presence. To be able to stand trials. To be able to stand trials. To be able to stand. And then I want to finish it. I'm going to finish with James 1:12. Maybe if all of us could go to James 1:12, please. James 1:12. I want all of us to read this. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. God is good. All the time, all the time, God is good. You are good all the time, Father God. Doesn't matter how big the storm is. Are you talking to the storm about your God, or are you talking to God about your storm? Are you talking to the storm about your God, or are you talking to God about your problem? Oh, Father God, Father God. You know, last night Abraham had a pain on his ear. And I said, I don't want that the night before preaching. Imagine a child. Always the mom, always the mom. Mom, please. Not the dad, the mom. So, mom, please. And I said, okay. So I called on him and I pray. And I said, Father God, I want to be in your presence. Want to be your presence all night long, because I don't want to open my mouth until you give me it all. And I say, Abraham, what should we do? Pray, mommy, pray. And I say, yes, of course. We pray. And I put him to sleep. And then I went in God's presence. And then 2 hours later, he said, mommy, mommy, again. I say, in the name of Jesus, you go. Because I need to preach tomorrow. You go. He needs to sleep. And I need to be in God's presence. You go. Go, Abraham. Go to sleep. Okay. He went to sleep. He slept like a baby. This morning I said, how are you? Good, mommy. Good. It was gone. Thank you, Father God. Speak to the situation. Stand on it. But when you are in his presence, you are able to stand on it. So let's go to James 1:12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Under trial. Who perseveres under trial. Under trial. Are we persevering under trial? I'm doing this because he's saying, really. Are we persevering under trial? Having stood the test, that person will receive the crown, will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. You will receive the crown. You will stand the storm, but you will receive the crown. You will receive it. God already gave it to you. He said this. He already promised. If he promised it, he already gave it to you. It's yours. Have your name on it. Are we racing? Are we standing in it? Stand in that trial. And strand, and stand, and persevere there. Even if it finish, and maybe few of your branches are off. They will grow. They will grow. Your strength will grow. Your strength will grow again. Your strength, even if you already weak, I can grab people. Help me to endure. Together, more than five, together, the Bible said two or three, together we are able to stand the trial. I want to really encourage everyone to spend time. Stand the trial. Situations come all the time. They come and go. They come and go. Some are worse than others. But all of them help us to grow. I want to say something before I go. He said this to me. Tell them, the bigger the storm, the bigger the blessing. The bigger the storm, the bigger the testimony. The bigger the storm, the bigger the ministry you will have. The bigger the storm is, the bigger the blessing. It won't be a small blessing if it's not big a storm. It will be a great blessing. It will be a great testimony. It will be a great ministry. All the ministries nowadays are standing because of a great, great testimony. Great trials. Trials will come. But the bigger the storm, the bigger the blessing. The bigger the storm, the bigger the testimony. I want to leave you all with these words. Doesn't matter how strong is the wind. Let's stand in the Lord. Let's stand in the Word of God. Should we all stand, by the way? Let's stand in the Lord. Thank you, Father God. I want to say something. If anyone needs prayers of anything, just come by the front. It's Pastor Micah, Pastor Dennis, Pastor Beth, Elizabeth. They are all here. We can all pray for you. Doesn't matter what the situation is. When two or three gather in his name, he is in the midst of them. When two agree, we just need two to agree, husband and a wife, children, daughter and a mother, son and a mom. When two agree, he will do for us whatever we ask. As we this morning come before him, let you have that in mind. We are able to stand. We are able to stand. Thank you, Father God, for this service. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We worship you and we praise you. We worship you and we praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory and all the honor that is due to your name. Father God, that this word don't go in the ground. That this word will stay in people's heart, in your people, Father God. And that seed of the gospel will grow and will flourish. And it will have fruits, Father God. And people around us will be able to eat from those fruits, Lord Jesus. Father God, that we will be able to bless others as you bless us, Father God. Father God, help us to stand in trial. Help us to stand in the situations, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, all the honor that is due to your name. We bring families before your presence, Father God. I think someone's mom is sick. Father God, we bring moms before you, Lord Jesus. We pray healing over their bodies, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you will be with them. Every step of the way, Father God. Any situation, Father God. Broken families, Father God. We bind any spirit of division within families in our church. We bind it in the name of Jesus and we take it to the cross. We take it to the cross, Father God. And we pray that your love will be a glue in families within the church. Within our communities, Father God, we stand as that tree. for our church, for our community, Lord Jesus. We stand. When the trial comes, we know that with you, we are able to stand. Thank you, Father God. We bring every family within the church. Thank you for our pastor. Father God, thank you because you've been using him in a mighty way in America. We bless him in the name of Jesus. We bless him in the name of Jesus. For you is no time and space. You are omniscient, omnipotent. Father God, you are God Almighty. We pray that your blessing will be upon him, upon Pastor Micah, upon the children, Father God, Sonny, the dogs, Father God, the house, all their belongings, Lord Jesus. Your blessing are your guidance, Father God, and your protection, Lord. Father God, and we are thankful, Lord Jesus. We are breathing. Our heart is pumping. Our lungs are breathing in and out. They are pumping air into our body. Our veins are putting blood in and out. Father God, thank you because our bodies are healed to the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We praise you and we worship you, Lord. We praise you and we worship you. You have any need, family, siblings, children, whatever the need is, whatever the storm is, let's together talk to the storm about our God. Don't go out and lose your blessing. Come to the front and we will pray. Two will agree and God will do. His promises are forever. His promises are forever. Thank you, Father God, for your promises. We worship you and we praise you, Father. We give you all the honor that is due to your name. We give it all to you. We give this service, Father God, and each of us within this place. Protect us, Father God, in the way home. Be with us. Guide us. Instruct us, Father God. Help us to act and react in the situation. Thank you, Father God. We praise you and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.